Noach. These are the children of Noach. Noach is tzaddik tamim hoya b'dayreisa. Noach was a complete tzaddik in his generation. Es alikim is halich Noach. With Hashem, Noach walked. So on the pasuk tamim hoya b'dayreisa, it's Yadua the Rashi. What does the Torah mean to say with the word b'dayreisa? Yesh me rabbi saying u'darshim ha'isay l'shvach. Those that darshan it for praise. If even b'dayreisav he was a tzaddik, kol shkein shiva hoya b'dar tzaddikim hoya tzaddik yoyser. Kal v'chaymer, if he would have been in a generation of tzaddikim, he would have been a greater tzaddik. Yesh adarshan ha'isay l'gnai. And there are those who help him. They say b'dayreisav is to minimize his godhood. But he d'ayrei hoya tzaddik. According to his generation, he was a tzaddik. But in the generation of Avram, he would not have been chashev at all. Sefer Likutei Yehuda brings down b'shem Rav Shmuel Shmaryo of Usra to two kashas. Number one, famous question: if it's possible to darshan l'shvach, so why are there those that darshan l'gnai? If you can darshan it a good way, so for what reason should you darshan it the other way? Second ha'ara, Rashi says if he would have been in the door of Avram, he wouldn't be next of Likum. I understand he might not have been from the Gedolim, he might not have been from the most Choshev, but to say it wouldn't be Choshev Likum, what does that mean? Why should we say something like that? So he says an original shot. He says there's two drachim and avodas Hashem. One way is to seek out Hashem through Hakira, through philosophy, through thinking into him and logically understanding HaKadosh Baruch. And through Hakira, through thinking into it, they reach Emun. But the second derech is Emun Pshuta Tamima from the Torah itself, that that we were makabel from the door before us, and they were makabel from the door before us, Emun Pshuta in HaKadosh Baruch, without any Hakiras. It's Yodua, Chosi Yaiv, it says, that during the Spanish Inquisition, there were those that went to Mesiras Nefesh, they died Al Kiddush Hashem, they were Yishochten, they tried escaping, they died in the sea. And there were others that were not Eimid B'Nisayin. And they shmad themselves up, they became Maranos on the outside, they acted as Christians. Of Lamaisa, they were not willing to give up their lives. He says, the Pelosic thing is that most of the people that gave up their lives were the Anoshim Pshutim. The simple people, they weren't big philosophers, they weren't big thinkers, they were pshutei hamainam that believed in Hashem. And Adarav, those that were the thinkers and the philosophers, they were not Eimid B'Nisayim, and they were not willing to give up their lives, and they took on the Christian religion. He says, the reason for that is because somebody that's Seimach on his own Chakira, somebody that's Seimach on his own logic, when an Nisayim comes, it's very difficult to stand up to an Nisayim by yourself. You don't have the kaychus for that. Someone that believes in Emunah, because that's the way his father taught him, his Rebbe taught him, and they got it from the previous generation, and the previous generation, and the previous generation, all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu, and all the way to the Avos HaKadoshim, so you have the Emunah and the Kedusha of all of those generations standing behind you, and therefore when an Nisayim comes, you're able to stand up to it. So the emesis, agam chakira, sometimes is necessary, because it says, v'dam ha'shetosho ha'pikairis. Over l'maisa, the correct way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with emunah pshuta. And chakira, in comparison to emunah pshuta, really has no chashivas. Maisa that Rav Leib, the son of the Chofetz Chaim, he said over, at one time he bought the Sefer Moreh Nevuchah, for the Rambam. What to say for Meir Nevuchah? He came home, and he put it on the table, then he walked off. When he came back later, he saw that the Sefer was gone. He understood that the Chofetz Chaim had put it away somewhere, and he didn't want him to have it. He didn't say anything b'shas ma'isa. But a while later, the Chofetz Chaim told him, Zos Tevissin Zayin. The Inyan of Chakira, and the Inyan of philosophy, which the Meir Nevuchim speaks about in his Mazma things in the Torah, based on Chakira, he says that was for the olden days. Because in the times of the Rambam, many people were influenced by the thinking of Aristotle. And the only way to bring them back and to be makar of them was only through logic and through chakira. So for that generation, Meir Nevuchim, the guide to the perplexed, people that had sphakis in Amuna, he had to bring them back with logic. But for now, Bisman Hazel, we have a Messiah, Baruch Hashem, and we can be Samech on that Messiah. Things are different today. Hashem, if he's there, the Sefer is not for us. And the Chofetz Chaim added a sharp zot. Mitchila oivdi avoy dezora hayu avoyzeinu, va'akshu kervanu hamak ma'avoy dosay. We have that Messiah, the Muna Pshuta, and therefore, the Chakira has no place legabi us. To the Meila, Lekuti Yehuda brings down the Pshat. That's why it's Yesh Darsh and Oysay Lignai. Because Kalapi Avram Avinu, the Indian of Chakira Noyach, it says, by Noyach, Rashi brings down, Hoyomayim in the Eina Naim. Mikat me Amon Ahoyim. Mayim in the Eina Naim. And he wasn't the complete Mayim in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was something lacking. He wants to learn that Noyach, he was Isaac in Chakira. His Amunah was not the same Amunah as Avram Avinu. His Amunah was based on Chakira. And that was the Gnai, and therefore Kalate, the Madrega of Avram, and the people that Avram Avinu was Makara, Tachas Kampe Ashchina, where it was done through Amunah Pshuta, Lon Yashav Lekum, it's not Choshev at all. That's what he learns Pshat Rashi. Pasuk goes on. Capital Zion Tosikei, Vayas Noyach Yichol Asher Tzivohu Hashem. And Noyach did like everything Hashem commanded him to do, Zot Rashi. Zu be also in La Tefa. This refers to coming to the table. Earlier in Capital Vov Posit Chol Deis, it says, Vayas Noyach Yichol Asher Tzivohu Yisrael Ikin, Kain Oza. Rashi says, Zeb Binyan HaTefa. That is the building of the table. I saw Rav Schwab in the Sefer Mayim Beis Hashayeva. He asks a question. Why is it that in the earlier pasuk, when it talks about Zayach building the Teva, it says, Vayasna Choshev Tziva Yisrael Ikim, Kain Asa. That's exactly what he did. But when it comes in the later pasuk, the coming into the Teva, there it does not say Kain Asa. It just says, Vayasna Choshev Tziva Hashem, but it does not say Kain Asa. So Schwab wants to give a derech. I'll pee what Rashi says in Capital Zion, Pasuk Zion. We just mentioned the Rashi. Noach himself also was lacking in Amunah. Maimon, he believed, the Eina Maimon, Sheyove HaMabel. He didn't totally believe the Mabel was going to come. He did not enter the table until Mamish, the water, pushed him in. Dr. Schwab, that's why when it comes to the going into the Teva, it doesn't say Kain Asa. Because Kain Asa's mashma, he did exactly like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. But a Yaisa was not done with the Tachlis HaShleimus. A Yaisa was not done with the full Amunah. It's not shy to say on the coming in of the Teva, Kain Asa. By the opinion of Teva, it says Kain Asa. But here it's not shy to say Kain Asa. I would like to offer a different shot. And that is, but by the coming into the Teva, it doesn't have to say Kain Asa. He did exactly like Hashem told him. Because coming into the Teva is not a complicated thing. It's not something that's a question. Either you come in or you don't come in. He came in. So now it's not shy to say Kain Asa. But on the building of the Teva, there already is shy to say Kain Asa. Why? Because that was already a little bit more complicated. The Teva had certain specifications. It was 300 amas long, and 50 amas wide and 30 amas high. So there would have been a makom to say that Beni Noach should make the table bigger and there'll be more space for everybody in the table. Or maybe Lehefach, he would make it smaller, it would be less of a tircha. Then there was already a makom for Noach to wiggle around and not do exactly the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Furthermore, the Ramban says that the emesis b'derech ha-teva, the table could not sit side the people, side all the animals of the world, with all the birds of the world, and all the insects, every man in the entire world, Ramban says, v'derech ha-teva, 10 tevas would not be able to fit all of them. Marvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an ace, it was mute, magzik es hamaruga. So the Ramban says, why not make the teva because the derech is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to make the nes look as small as possible. So the bigger you make it, you know, the less it looks like a nes. That's why he made it those particular measurements. If that's the case, there's definitely room for Noah to have done different things. Either he could have made it bigger to have more space. He could have made it smaller for less tircha. Maybe he could have made it bigger to make the nes look even smaller. There's different ways of thinking over here. But that, the Torah tells us that Noah did not use his egg in the seichel over here. Cain also, he did exactly the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do. That's what Torah and Teres that you can say to this kasha. The pasuk goes on to say, Ko Hashem Yishmas Ruach Chaim Ba'apa. Anything that had the breath of life in its nostril, Miko Hashem B'charov HaMeishu. From anything that was on dry land, died. Zok Rashi. Asher v'chorova, z'loy dogim shebiyav. Only the living creatures on dry land died, but not the dogim in the sea. The Re'em, Revelium is Rashi. He says, he has to say, that the fish were not b'chwal ki hishchit kol basar v'darkei. They were not in that category, unlike the other breeds, which were on dry land, that destroyed their men. They breeded with others. Either the people breeded them with other men, or they themselves were nisgut to others. Right? But the fish, they not. They did not breed with any other men. And that is why they were not. It wasn't necessary to bring them into the tame, and they did not die. So the Guru Aryeh, the Maral and Guru Aryeh asks the question, why talking that? Every other min was mashkus as darkei. Behem, achayim, v'oy. What were the fish different that they were not mashkus as darkei and they did not interbreed with others? So the moral answer is that only those that were on dry land, they were mashkus as darkei because they were in the realm, in the mechitza of Adam. And since he did the aveiros and he was mashpi on the rest of them, they also were nechulim the aveiros. But dogim that were not in the mechitza of Adam, they were in a totally different realm, in a totally different matzah. They were in the water removed from Adam. They were not mushba by him. The mela, they were not nichul and being mashkes near baser. You see from over here that mayim is a dover hamafsik. Mayim is considered a rishus b'fnei asmai that was mevato b'hashvah, the bein hashvah the Adam could have had on the creatures of the yam. Now this mamish, you can say b'dera is rush. This mamish fits in what the Gemara says, that the Roman government was geyser not to be makil kiilos v'rabim, not to teach Torah v'rabim. And Rabbi Akiva defined that. And he taught Torah v'rabim, and eventually he was brought to prison. And there he met Papas ben Yehuda. Papas ben Yehuda told him, Akiva, you know, what are you doing? You know, this woman, you know, they were not more than a Shemayim. How can you go and defy them? So Akiva said, Emshalachal Marshal, the father of Redeemer, there was a fish in the water and a fox outside the water. And the fox said to the fish, Fishala, come up here to the dry land and we're going to play together. We'll all be together. And the fish told the fox, you're supposed to be the chai from the shrewdest of the chayas, you're nothing but a fool. It's mother when I'm in the water. The water is the makam of my chiyut, and I'm still afraid that maybe they're going to come and fish me out. Kavachimer, if I go out of the water, and I go into a realm where that's not my makam of chiyut, Kavachimer over there, I have to be afraid. So Rabbi Akiva was telling him, mother when we're sitting and learning in the water in the Mayim Shel Torah, we're bathing in the Mayim Shel Torah, and still the guy start up with us. We're going to leave that mountain. Kavachaymet is what to be afraid of over there. And that's the pshat over here, really. That's the pshat. That Mayim Zutayra, and Mayim is what keeps us apart from the Umaz Ha'ayla. And Kozman, we're in that Mayim protects us, we're in a different realm, it separates us, and we're not under their hashvah, we're not influenced by that. It's only when we leave that Mayim, it's only when we leave being embedded in Torah, that is when we have to worry about the hashvah of the guy. goes on, Vayihi Ubnei Noyach, Hayoytim in Hateva, Shem, Rochom, Viyofes. The sons of Noyach that left the Teva were Shem, Chom, and Yofes. The Chom who Avi Kenan, and Chom was the father of Kenan. First of all, we have to understand what's the Pasuk teaching us over here. We already know that from an earlier Pasuk in Kapitel Ches. Pasuk in Ches it says, Noach and his sons and his wife and they came out with him. So my Kamashim one over here that the Bnei Noach that came out of the table was Shem, Chom, and Yefesh. Second of all, why does the Torah have to stress Chom Hu Avi Kenan? Chom was the father of Kenan. What is the Torah telling me with that? I once heard a Mari the Kipshat. On the first Torah, why does the Torah have to tell me that the Bnei Noach that came out of the Teva was Shem, Chom, and Yefesh? The Torah is telling us over here, Givaldi Yizach. The Torah is telling us, all three of them, Shem, Chom, and Yefesh were all in the same Teva. The Teva was a makam of Kedusha, it was a makam of Tahara, it was a makam of Menucha, it isolated all of the Briyas that were not involved in Chay. As a matter of fact, the Zohar HaKadosh says that the Teva was the B'chinah Shabbos Kedush. That was the atmosphere on the Teva. It might have been tough for Noach, because he had to work hard in feeding all the animals, over the Kedusha, the table was the B'chinas Shabbos Kodesh. The Svarim HaKadoshim also say, it was B'taklus HaTahara, like B'sheish Shimei B'reishit. So if that's the case, that when they left, all three of them should be tzaddikim. They're on the table, isolated for a year. All of them should be tzaddikim, the floor in the shayak. But what do you see? When they left the table, each one was misnahek in a totally different way. And as the Torah itself says, Mehem Novtza Kol Haaretz. The earth, right, it was populated from them, but in three different ways. Shem, when he came out of the Torah, Shem, Chom, and Yefesh is coming to tell me they came out in three different ways. Shem became Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem. He became a Koyein. He was Mekar of people, Tachas Kanfei Hashkina. He took the Kedushin Tahara of the Teva, and he incorporated it into his life. Yefes, Agam Yefes was a decent person, but he was a chitzoniyusdik person. Like later on, he got the bracha, Yafta Likim Yefes. The beauty of Hashem will belong to him. He took the nice manners of the Teva, people helping each other, and it was nice. Good manners, it's nice. He took the chitzoniyus of that. V'chom hu avi kenan. Chom was the father of Kenan. He fathered Kenan. And that shows me that Chom, what did he claim? He already did a chait in the table. He lived with his wife in the table when Hashem said that they should. The Chom who Avi Kenan. Three people could be in the same place, be in the same massive of Kedusha, and yet they spread out to totally different ways of life, and they spread different cultures throughout life. That teaches us a tremendous lesson, and that lesson is that no matter how much Kedusha a person experiences, he has to be prepared for it beforehand. And the way he prepares for it beforehand, the way he has his midas, and the way he is mukhan, the way he makes himself into a keli to be makabel that Kedusha, that is the way he's going to react it to Kedusha. The fact that a fellow is in a makom kodesh, lav dafka arayah, esav arusha, he grew up in the Mechitz of Yitzchak Avinu. And when I see life in Ace of Arash, the Iker is, how does a person prepare himself? Shame was shame. He turned into Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem. He had Chom and he had Yavah. Well, it says over a joke. The Gemara says, the famous Gemara, the Gemara in Sukkah says, that the Tommy, Hele Gitana of Yenisim in Ozeo, when he would sit and learn in a bird, flew over his head, the bird would get burned up. Melta's over, the Milta the Bdicha said there were four different people learning this Gemara. A Litvak, a Chosid, an Americanish, an American, and a Yeti. The Chosid, he hears the Gemara, Mamish, ooh, the Heilige, the Tzaytis, Hadoshim, Mamish, the Kedisha, Mamish, see, it's burnt up, Mamish, the Chaya. Akira, was Yainis Amin Raziel Chayiv Al Tzmazik? Is he McQueen to pay for the bird? Because he has a Chayiv Mazik, he's calling it as a Shaila. The American said, oh, Givaldic barbecue chicken, my day. And the Yaki said, who's going to clean up this mess? Yeah, the heinous these things with me is Mahalak HaMashav. And over here in the Teva, despite the Kedusha in the Teva, everybody saw Lafiyah's Mahalak HaMashav, and the only way a person could take and be Zoyche to great things in a massive of Kedusha is only if he's prepared for it in advance. Towards the end of the parasha, it says, Vayikach Avraham v'nochra lahem noshe. Avraham and Nochra took for themselves wives. Shem Eishes Avraham Sarai. Shem Eishes Nochor Milka. Batora. Avi Milka, Avi Yiska. Haran was the father of Milka and the father of Yiska. Who was this Yiska? The Gemara says in the Septus Megillah, Tanya. Yiska, and Rashi brings this down. Yiska Zu Sara. Yiska is Sara. The woman Nikrushma Yiska. Why is her name? Why is she called Yiska? She was enveloped and she was able to see with Ruach HaKadosh. If Siv calls her Tamer Elecha Sara, Shema B'Koyla. Hashem told Avraham, whatever Sara tells you, listen to her voice. The Barachar, a second shot, the Gemara says, Yiska, Shakoil, Soichin, Biyofya, everybody stared at her beauty. You have two pshatim over here that Rashi brings down. Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, the Sefer Chochem is Chaim, he asks, number one, how do we touch this up? That the Torah changed her name because everybody looked at her beauty. Is that because of Shemayu? Because of that, her real name was Sarai. But because of her beauty, and people looked at her beauty, for that they changed their name. Is that a reason why the Torah would change somebody's name because of her beauty? It's one of the reasons of Ruach HaKadosh, that's a double gadol. She's also Ruach HaKadosh. But because of her beauty, they changed their name. A little bit schwer to understand. The second question is, Rashi brings down both pshatim. It's your dua that when Rashi brings down two pshatim, the two pshatim need each other. They complement each other. So how over here do the two pshatim, Shesofsa Beruach HaKadosh, and Shakol Soichim Biyofya, how do they complement each other? So Yosef Chaim says, a gevaldig pshat. He says, you have to be magdim. By Leah it says, the Eine Leah Rakli. Leah's eyes were soft. Rashi says, why were they soft? Because she cried a lot. Because she thought that she would fall into the lot of Esav, she would have to marry Esav. And she cried and she cried and she cried. Why does she think so? Because everybody used to say, Rivka has two sons, and Lavan has two daughters. And Mistava, the older son of Rivka, will marry the older daughter of Lavan. And the younger son, Yaakov, will marry the younger daughter, Rachel. So Leah was afraid she would fall into the hands of Esav, and she cried. Here, people said the same thing. Terach had two sons, Avraham and Nachar. Avraham was the older one, Nachar was the younger one. Haran had two daughters, Milcah and Sarai. Milcah was the older one, and Sarai was the younger one. So the Chayra, it should come out according to that Cheshbon, people should say that Avraham, the older one, will take Milcah, and Nachar, who was the younger one, will take Sarai. So the Chayra, Sarai probably cried over this, just like Leah, right? And then she wouldn't be beautiful. Just the way by Leah, Leah Rakhis. So what's talking of shot? But since Sarai, she was in the via, and she saw the Ruach HaKadosh, that the Emes says that Avraham Avinu is going to take her. She's not going to fall into the hands of Nachar, right? And the male of the beauty of her eyes was preserved, that everybody looked and saw her beauty. There comes a very good the connection between the two pshatim. The two pshatim complement each other. If it would have been out of the beauty inside itself, Enoch and Ani, we wouldn't have mentioned it. But the beauty came about only because of Ruach HaKadosh. Because she had Ruach HaKadosh, as she saw the future, that she's not going to fall into the lot of Nachar, and maybe she didn't have to cry about it. and she was able to preserve her beauty, comes out and the two shortsim complement each other. How good the Shabbos, everybody.
Yes, she does look shorts.
How good the Shabbos, how you doing?
How good the Shabbos.